Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, let's rip. Gotta be Miss Smith and Envy for the little 9 yard. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lineup here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Life, a family member, and I love everybody that's part of that company, because
few times that I've got to work with them, let me tell you, they treated me like family. And I just love the guys there back in Boston. And, you know, moving out, working on my own dreams with a few films, I do admit there are people and there's good things that I do miss from Boston. So let me just say, Crosby, Tatum, I just wish we were hanging out this Sunday afternoon, you know, maybe at the Hen House or something, or maybe a movie, or, you know, you're just always going to be one of my little brothers for life. But anyway, I wanted to bring up in the first few minutes of my show about a fundraiser on Kickstarter. A lot of filmmakers, they actually do these fundraisers on either Indiegogo or Kickstarter. And a friend of mine on Facebook, and I hope I'm saying his name correctly, is Jack Schuyler. And he's doing a film. He's involved in it. I don't know exactly. I think he's a filmmaker. I don't think he's an actor. But let me get back to where it says on here. I actually donated a pot of even just $2 to this. It's actually called A Night Aboard the Salem Horror Sixth Sense. It's kind of like an Inception Saw. And, you know, you can go there and check it out. And from what I'm looking at, I'm going to try to bring up on my Facebook page. I'm trying to multitask, like trying to do few things at once here. Jack Schuyler, let me find him on my Facebook page here. And let's see. You usually can go in there and pull up some of their stuff that they're actually involved in. Let's see. Okay. I know it's somewhere around here. I can go into my messages and pull up something back on Jack Schuyler here. Night Aboard the Salem Horror Sixth Sense Inception. So let me bring this up once again on Kickstarter. And it's Kickstarter. I know I talk funny sometimes. It's Kick, K-I-C-K, Starter, S-T-A-R-T-E-R. And it says Night Aboard the Salem. And it's actually a battleship. And it says here, I don't know if it's sort of like a reality show or not, it says six paranormal investigators lost aboard the USS Salem. The cameras are found with film that couldn't come from the world we believe in. And I was trying to hope I can see what the, if there's some more information about it here. But you can actually go there. And you can donate as little as a dollar. Now, if you really think about this, if everybody even donated a dollar, I mean, that's $100 right there. I mean, anything you can give, and you can get incentive from donating money to this. Let's see. What does it say here? I'm going to bring up and actually read part of what this is. It says, who we are. We are the award-winning creative team, Dear Schuyler Production, Jack Schuyler, Joe Brook, and Alexander, oh gosh, if I can say this name, Zinzopoulos. I think that's Greek. I could be wrong. It says, what have we done? Death of Love, coming soon to a festival near you. Infested Ship, Brotherhood TV, Hitting the Wall. Cheers and Ode to John Woo. John Woo? Woo, woo, wait. Cheers to, I wonder if that's the John Woo I think of. I don't know. I think of the action guy, but Anyway, it says much more. We wrote, directed, and produced Hitting the Wall, which won numerous awards and festivals 2011, including a Silver Remy, Best New Director and Best Director, and it was nominated for Best Actor, Best Writer, and Best Feature. Last fall, we wrote, directed, and produced the short horror Infested Ship, which shot aboard the USS Salem. It was premiered aboard the Salem for thousands of views, and they aired it on cable TV. Oh, see, I don't get, sorry guys, I don't get TV. I haven't gotten TV in a couple years, so that's probably why I haven't heard of it, and I do apologize. I'm learning about it now, but as I go, I probably can watch and learn more about it, and since I do have it, you guys got my attention, I probably will watch it. It says, what are we doing? This fall, we're returning to the feature film Night Aboard the Salem. Why are we so excited about Night Aboard the Salem? Sorry, but I'm trying to read the questions and the answers on here. That's where I'm getting all this information off Kickstarter, and you can go there yourself. It says, why are we so excited about Night Aboard the Salem? We're filming on the USS Salem, the world's largest all-gun heavy cruiser. Better yet, we're filming a horror on the USS Salem, one of Massachusetts' most popular haunted locations. The Salem has already been shown on TV, such as Ghost Hunters and A&E's Ghost Story. What exactly is it about? Six paranormal investigators are trapped in a bizarre alternative existence inside the USS Salem, and we see their experience with the footage retrieved from their cameras. They are not in the USS Salem, at least not in our world year in 2012. The group is seeing their own ghost, and they're not even dead yet. What will we compare it to? Sixth Sense, Inception, Saw. It says, when I was writing the script, I wanted a twist that would top Sixth Sense, and I wanted to put it in a mind-bending world like Inception, then give it to that intensely danger-like Saw. It was a tall order, but we had a big ship and a bigger ocean to put it in. Why are we here on Kickstarter? We're here on Kickstarter because we feel so strongly about this project. I already put in my own $5,000, and now we're looking for to get people like you involved in the project via Kickstarter. So why should you get involved? Because we want to make you part of the film. In our rewards, we have everything from voiceover parts, so you can do from your home to acting parts. Oh, do from your home. That sounds kind of fun. Hey, can I be in the film? To acting parts, you can come over to the U.S. Salem and do one of the world's lightest all-gun heavy cruiser. Ooh, can I work that gun? We'll even get you an IMDb page, IMDb credited night aboard the Salem. And if acting isn't your thing, you become a producer. Or come spend the night aboard the Salem with the cast and crew, the real night aboard the Salem experience. Check out the rewards for that. Another reason for contributing to this project, you won't be just making a film, you'll be helping to preserve U.S. history. That's kind of cool. The USS Salem is a World War II-era heavy cruiser, actually the world's largest all-gun heavy cruiser, and they got most of their tourism and funding because of their haunted mystique. Night aboard the Salem will help generate a buzz for the USS Salem, and by contributing to this film, you'll be helping bring more tourism and more funding to the U.S. Salem, and you'll be helping preserve U.S. history. Can you really make a difference? Hollywood puts millions of dollars into films so we can make a worthwhile film with just a few thousand. Yes, but we're not lining our pockets with this money. We're all putting this in our own way. So you can actually go to Kickstarter for that, and you can donate as little as a dollar. And it seems pretty cool about that. I mean, you know, I really think it's an interesting project. I wonder, you know, if I ever spent the night, I wonder if I'd be, like, have to wear Depends or something so I don't pee my pants from being scared. But, you know, that's something you can check out there. You can go to Jack Skyler on Facebook and friend him. It's Jack and then space S-K-Y-Y-L-E-R, and you can actually ask him more about it. So I make a lot of friends in the indie world, the entertainment business, and this is one of the projects. So I guess, you know, whatever Crosby's had him, you know, hopefully he'll be calling in soon. We can talk about surprise, surprise. I mean, there's a couple of things I'd like to talk about, and anybody that wants to call in that's listening to my show right now, 877-907-7217. And it's, once again, 877-907-7217, and the other telephone number is 347-989-1473. So the two telephone numbers, 347-989-1473. The toll-free number is 877-907-7217. But it's the weekend, and I think most people that have cell phones, it's usually free to call anywhere. And I am broadcasting, and this can be heard anywhere around the world. It's live. Let's see if I can do a two-hour show. But anyway, let me say, while I'm waiting for Crosby, let's see. I just wanted to say something I'm very proud to be part of. And I will talk more about it, about the fundraiser for a film. I'm a primary lead character, and it's for a film called Cell Care. And one of the greatest persons that I do know personally, and I'm very happy and honored to call this man my big brother, his name is Ahura D. DeLisa. The thing about it is, I will talk about it more, and I want to bring up, you know, surprise, surprise, I'm going to bring up the site on there, and they have Kickstarter too. So I'm going to look for that on Crosby's page. I'm going to bring up his page, but I will talk a little bit more about Z afterwards. Ahura goes by a few different names because he has a very unique name. His name is Ahura DeLisa, and a lot of people just call him Z because it is hard to pronounce his name, but, you know, I do call him my bro, so I'm very, you know, very lucky to have him as a big brother. And as I'm bringing up the site, let me see, someone's calling it. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Shelly, how are you doing, Crosby Tatum?
Hey, Crosby, I'm going to try to see if I can get better reception here. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay. I'm just glad that you could call in even for a few minutes. I wanted to invite you again on the show to see if you have any more updated news about Surprise, Surprise.
Well, thank you very much, Shelley, for inviting me back here on the show today. And actually, yes, we do have a lot of great news that we're willing to share with everyone today. And but before we do that, I just want to introduce you to our female lead actress of Surprise, Surprise. Her name is Amber Michelle. And Amber, are you there?
Hi, right here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging there, doing pretty well. I'm just glad, you know, that people called in being a guest on my show. I'm just so super excited for all of you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited about the project.
That's cool. I want to hear more about it. And if you guys want to talk about it, you know, Crosby, just let me know. You know, you guys can talk about anything you want. So go ahead.
Oh, well, no, thank you for allowing me to have the floor here real quick. Well, to talk to you about our movie, Surprise, Surprise, it's a romantic comedy along the lines of Cyrano de Bergerac and The King's Speech. A smart but socially underconfident college student who tricks his womanizing best friend into dating an internet girl who's beautiful and charming to save his grades and his scholarship. It's a film that has high stakes, high rewards, and we're going to guarantee you high hilarity with a storyline everyone can relate to and everyone can enjoy.
And once again, Crosby, what you had told me before was surprise, surprise, from what I was listening to and, you know, being connected with you on Facebook. It kind of almost has something to do with you in real life. Did you want to talk about that more, bring it up once again, why you wrote Surprise, Surprise?
Yeah, just to, you know, rehash some things that we were talking about, Surprise was really a project that Laz came up with the story with. Jacqueline Holland, we call him Laz, he came up with the story back in 2005, and then pretty much it was just up to me to bring these characters to life. And really, I had to take a lot of things from my own personal life, what I was going through during that time, to really talk about what, you know, what I felt was right, which was about this kid who fears being rejected by women. And he, you know, saying he starts falling for a beautiful girl, but he's afraid to even talk to this beautiful girl or even show his face because of what he's been dealing with rejection. And we found that, believe it or not, 85% of individuals in the country suffer from some form of this. Our main character in this film has self-esteem issues where it's to the point where basically he fears being rejected by the opposite sex. And as you know, low self-esteem really can affect a person, not just on a personal level, but also on a social level as well.
Yeah, and I think what it is, a lot of people, they'll hear about this, you know, if the correct term is hypnosis and the plot. A lot of people, I think, can relate to it. You know, anybody, you know, blue-collar or anybody that's had those issues, that's why I really like the story because I've had the issues myself. And I'd like to know, I pretty much have the idea about Amber, and I'd like to tell, well, hear from your own words and also Amber's own words, you know, how everything came together for her for this project.
Well, I mean, I guess what draws me to Cynthia the most is I was actually met with Crosby yesterday, and we talked about character. And at the end of the day, she's very strong and courageous. I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize is, regardless of your look, even some of the most beautiful people or people who are considered to be the prettiest in the room also have self-esteem issues. And they're human like everybody else. And Cynthia has been affected by liars and cheaters, and beauty doesn't change that. So I think during the course of the movie, she goes through her own transformations as well, not with just herself, but also how she judges and views other people, which you can see through some of the reveals that go on and the hilarity that ensues between her, Crosby, and the other characters. So I think that she's definitely a pivotal piece in terms of you know, relaying what some of the issues are in society in terms of beauty standards and self-esteem and such.
Yeah, and that's how I think with what you were just saying, a lot of women, no matter where you come from the background, we can relate to it. And I think I know what half the problem is because with the media,
absolutely.
And it's really sad because if you really think about it, even with myself and seeing like Hollywood, we kind of only had two types of women. They're either skinnier or, you know, they're bigger girls. And I go, you know, I don't know if I really fit in there, because if I'm someone who wants to be more athletic, I guess I don't count as a woman. And I'm sitting here going, I think, do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I'm always kind of like sort of like a little bit tomboyish and stuff. And there's many different types of women out there. And I'm connecting like with Crosby and many other filmmakers where we want to show women of different backgrounds. And I think
the
even
variety,
that's how I'm
absolutely.
Relating to many women, you know, like yourself. And it's, I've seen a couple of your pictures and I'm thinking you're absolutely gorgeous. And I'm sitting here going, you know, the things I've had to overcome, and I'm thinking, believe it or not, if someone was, like, really gorgeous and model, I would think, okay, someone's not going to talk to me.
No.
I don't think I'm pretty enough. So it's like,
nobody
it's
has
like,
it easy.
Yeah, so it's like thinking those things, but from what people, if you work hard and you show what you really are, people are going to notice that. And it's like, it's just the outside package. But when you get to show what you have inside, people are going to relate to you. And that's what's going to draw attraction and good energy. If you keep having that, it's going to draw, you know, you're going to draw people to you. But the other thing is, you're a good person, beautiful, well-rounded. It's so hard because sometimes people can play the being the fake person so well, but that only lasts so long. So you know what I'm saying? It's only, you know, a matter of what's outside. So knowing my whole life and having my own self issues, what has gotten a lot better, just finding those people where, you know, how do you get over those self-esteem issues? And from what I've learned from teachers through, I've trained on and off in a martial arts, knowing it's like people are saying, you know, Shelly, instead of worrying about the things you don't like about yourself, what do you like about yourself? You know, focus on things and worrying about, do you know what I'm saying? Things that I've been focused
like,
well, you know, it's something
like attracts like.
Yeah, and the thing is, my things that used to bother me, what I was focused on, what was more important to me, you know, with films and stuff, is, you know, because since one of the things I do is I love animals, and I want to help eradicate the gas chambers in the animal shelters. So it's like contacting, like, you know, even through Facebook, and like little, that's just like one thing, I won't go into details because that's a whole nother show, but having those things, focusing on those things, I've forgotten the things that I weren't happy about myself. And that's what's been bringing more and more people into my life, like Crosby. And it's like, man, I wish I was still back in Boston, because let me tell you, the times Crosby and I have hung out, I can't tell you, it's just like the hilarity. And it's just this, it's like, put it this way, there's always nunchucks in the works. It's every time we've been around, it's just something. You have to go see the pictures on his Facebook. I mean, we're hanging out at the hen house, and it's just, he's just so lovable and forever. I call him my little brother, and it's just, he's an amazing creative man. And just having that, you know, it's just something. I know part of his company, Trifecta Studios, I always say to people, I'm going to be a family member of Trifecta Studios, and my big dream is to work with Jackie Chan. And even that day comes, I'm still going to be part of a member of Trifecta Studios. For me, that's just something. And, you know, I really hope, you know, you're going to have fun, you know, working with Crosby. I wish I could make it down there so I can just meet all the new people. I don't know, with my schedule. And, you know, I mean, is there anything else, any input for yourself on the film, anything in life, like you'd like to say?
I mean, basically what you're saying in terms of, you know, keeping it positive and whatever you're focusing on is what you're going to attract. So like attracts like, keep focus and discipline. And, you know, just focus on yourself. And I think what part of this project is also great is it really deals with the ideals and fantasies versus reality when it comes to relationships and when it comes to self. You know, we all have the idea of putting relationships, whether it's our friends or our loved ones or the relationships, you know, with our partners on a pedestal. And you need to understand that, you know, obviously the most important relationship is with yourself. So you have to really come to, like you said, learn to love those aspects about yourself, you know, and that will just continue to spread the love. So,
yeah, that's definitely true. And I hope Crosby's still there, because when you get two girls talking or a bunch of girls, you kind of push the men to the side. So it's kind of like, it doesn't matter, because that's what it is about sisterhood. We always tend to stick together. So it's kind of like, I know Crosby's here. He's quiet.
I have learned.
He has energy.
I like to say I have learned from the guises of many masters that you do not ever want to interrupt two women talking at the same time.
Because we always stick up for each other. It's like, even if you know for a few minutes, it's just that chemistry thing that we, women always have.
No matter how insidious it might sound, you just don't do it. I'm just letting you guys go. That's all.
Yeah. And it's like, you're just so quiet because you have this energy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and I want the world to see it. That's why, even, I haven't been around you, and it's like on my Facebook, and as things keep coming to me, I'll post things that have been with your company, like the other thing with Feel, even with the other pilot, and just writing about you, taking your pictures when we're hanging out at the hen house. I mean, and then it's just seeing, you evolving, and even with your company, and even when you were training in the martial arts, what you're doing. I've seen this evolution with you, Crosby, and it's the energy that you have in your voice when you talk. You have this thing where you can bring it. You're the type of underdog. You're your own type of rock, and I'll say it again and again and again, that you do have that thing of what it takes to be this great, influence on people, too.
Yeah, and honestly, in the past, I've always taken that for granted. I always put myself down to say, like, well, I'm just not like, I don't think I could be this person or that person. And, and basically when you have an attitude like that, you also have to think that it's also because, you're getting an attitude like that because you're surrounding yourself around people who, are not doing special things. And, every single day, the way we live, we're always around positive and negative influences, some more than the others. My case was I was around a lot of negative influences, particularly people who just worked day to day as a paycheck. And I'm saying to myself, this is not the way I want to live. I want to be in this business. I want to be in this game and be the best that I can be. And I feel that one of the great things about myself is that I have an ability to just bring things together. I have an ability to just corral all these pieces together and make things happen. And that's a great part about what producing is all about, is that you have if you are a good producer, you just know how to see things on the long stretch to, what you see right now. You just know how to bring everything together.
Yeah, and that's what you do have. And I really, what I hope to is even, people like yourself, even though I know with them it worked in the past, and if I'm not working on present projects with them, or even just meeting with someone like live on the air with Amber here, I always hope the best for people. And I think in the entertainment business, a lot of people, it's like a dog-eat-dog world. And I'm like,
yeah.
You want to make something good for yourself, but I'm not going to hate on if people do it. I'd rather support. I mean, some things I might not like, but I'd rather support unless it's something that is going to make people like look at a negative stereotype. And people that I found like Crosby that I'm trying to work with, multicultural, and I'm just tired of the stereotypes. It just really ticks me off. I'm like, why does a certain, if you look in films, and this goes way back, if someone's black, they can be the bad guy and they get they make them look bad. But it's like working through these stereotypes, why can't you show something that's just normal human beings? Why do they have to be gangsters? Why can't you just show them as regular people? And it's kind of like, that's what has to be shown more in films. And when I see that's what Crosby doing, and even other things. I mean, I was so naive growing up, and where I was, growing up in school, where it was mostly all white, and I wanted to know about culture, I was told to shut up. I kept asking questions to the teachers, and I wanted to know about many different things, but they said, you ask too many questions. So they were like, just be quiet. So for so long, I was, naive and didn't know anything, and then growing up as an adult, learning. And I didn't know things about history. I didn't even know, about a lot of things to do with slavery or nothing. And it wasn't, I was a kid, I didn't know, but finding those people and then learning real history, I feel almost like a fool, and it's something where I just wish to show as a filmmaker myself, to break through stereotypes and to cast people as people and not what, what they're supposed to perceive us. So finding people like Crosby, his project, I love it. And I'll just keep writing about it. I'll keep having you guys back on the show. If you have time, you know, you're welcome to even call in. Even if I have another guest and, you know, there's not, if you want to call and go, hey, hi, you know, whatever. You know, it's something I want to bring more positivity. In my own little way, you know, I mean, is there anything new with Surprise Surprise, anything whatsoever you want to tell me?
Well, since the last time that we talked, we're actually proud to announce that we have added not just Amber, Allison, and JoJo to the project, but we also added another cast member to the project. His name is Hashim LaFond. And quick story how me and Hashim came together. We actually met at the 2012 Roxbury International Film Festival during pretty much at the after party with Matt Sherry's film The Last Fall, the stars Lance Squirrels from Tyler Perry's House of Pain. So,
oh my gosh, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, so as I was talking with Matt, you know, I was talking with Hashim, you know, he was definitely a great supporter of the Surprise Surprise after he seen the teaser trailer for the film, and pretty much, you know, as we got closer, I just said, hey, you know, I got a character for you. Why don't you you want to go in and play it? And he's like, cool, yeah, I'll go for it. So next thing you know, I signed Hashim up. Hashim is now part of Surprise Surprise. So.
Oh.
You'll hear from him real soon and everything of that nature, and I'll probably call back in with him and, you know, some other members who are going to be joining us as well. And you know, I'll be honest. There's also there's a lot of other great events that we're going to start promoting actually this week. We actually just launched going to be launching a Kickstarter real soon.
Okay. I thought you guys had something. What was the fundraiser like? The one that's coming up where I see on the Facebook page, I don't think I can make it, but are the cast members going to be there? Amber, are you going to be there too?
Yeah, that's September 5th, if I believe. Is that right? At Somerville Theater in Davis?
Perhaps? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wednesday, September 5th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. is our project presentation for Surprise Surprise, where over at Davis Square, at Somerville Theater, Davis Square in Somerville, Mass. We're going to be talking about our film. We're going to introduce, you know, ourselves. We're going to introduce our project, and we're going to give people the opportunity to learn how they become, you know, how they can become producers in our film, how they can get involved with our film, and we're going to actually share some really exciting news that Amber doesn't know about, that no one really knows about. During the presentation on September 5th at Somerville Theater. So you guys have to come out. It's free of charge. There's drinks involved. You know, you definitely got to get a free drink, non-alcoholic. Basically, it's just a great event that where you could just collaborate. You could just learn about our projects and learn about our cast and crew. And honestly speaking, it's something that you really can't miss. So we ask and implore you guys, RZP on our Facebook page, facebook.com/surprisethefilm, SURPRISETHEFILM. And you can certainly get involved and sign up, and please come down to our sales, our project presentation.
That's something I so miss, so many things with you, Crosby, everything, all the events and everything. I do apologize doing working on things that I'm working up here, self-care and stuff, but I wish you so much the best with everything, not just with Surprise Surprise, any music videos, because I'm pretty sure you're probably going to do some music video or something with this. You know, the music itself, I think you already have songs for the film. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm busy in the studio just making new beats for Surprise Surprise, making, you know, I'm actually composing the entire soundtrack for the movie as we speak. I'm really just, you know, me and Laz, we're just working hard, just getting everything involved. You know, we're basically getting everything, all the pieces in place so we can go out and just make a killer of a project. And you know, let me just say this on the record. You know, I feel that Amber Michelle was a perfect pick for our Cynthia Simpson character, the female lead in Surprise, Surprise. The role that Amber has, honestly, is an award-winning role.
Oh, geez, no pressure.
Can I ask? I mean, I don't know how long you guys have to, how many minutes you have left, but I just wanted to know a little bit about Amber, like some of the products that she's done and what made her get into acting and what she's doing.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. As an only child, I have to give a lot of credit to my parents that instead of getting a babysitter, they would often just take me out to whatever events they were going to in the arts and so on and so forth. So I was definitely exposed to a lot of cultural activities at a young age. And I always loved performing. Always loved performing. I was a theater major at Hunter College in New York City. I became AFTRA and became SAG, you know, when they merged. But I've always loved acting, whether it was on stage or on screen. And yet right now I'm in the middle of another project, a grad thesis for Boston University that I'm finishing up before I go into rehearsals for Surprise, Surprise. And yeah, I think it's just kind of the way that I connect with the world. There's something about being able to take on another character and tell a story and share a piece of yourself. And I've always been one that could just watch a movie and just becoming completely enthralled and engulfed in everything that was taking place. It's a nice place to go.
Did you have anybody as a role model growing up? What's your inspiration?
Acting wise, specifically?
Yeah, anything that you have, you had people that have you looked up to in the acting field, anybody that you favorite, or do you have anybody like your mom or someone that you look up to?
Oh, absolutely. They're probably listening right now because they're awesome. extremely, 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 hi mom, hi dad, close with my parents. They really are definitely my foundation and rock. And I mean, obviously God, you know, I'll definitely hear about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely God. My grandfather was also a huge influence. It was just very, very close with family and being grounded and being knit. And I'm very extremely, and I know how fortunate I am that I have parents who fully support my dreams to the ends of the earth. That right there, has given me, you know, faith, leaps and bounds to pursue this. And, you know, I've come home after auditions in New York, and you're torn down sometimes. You're weary. And whether it's, you know, the right words or whether it's silence or whether it's just coming home to an amazingly delicious home-cooked meal, you know, there's the amount of support that they've given me. And my friends, too. I have some really amazing friends back home in New York and across the country that have been nothing but just superstars and remind me every day just to keep doing it. So I think that's what I was mentioning earlier in terms of positivity. It's very, 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 very important who you surround yourself with. And I'm still learning that, and I'm sure we all are, but it is absolutely imperative to be surrounded by people who do nothing but remind you that you can.
Yeah,
so
that's something. You can't listen to those people, and I just want to say, because people don't realize how old I am sometimes, I'm 41. And a lot of people, you know, you go to my Facebook page, no one believes my age because I started getting into a little bit of stunts and, you know, fight scenes myself. Because to leave you with this, you know, like I said, I don't know how long you guys, just remember those times that are tough because I'm 41 years old. You know, I stand on my own 2 feet, pull myself, pay for my own roof over my house head here and, you know, having to train. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, being the strong woman in staying away from the negativity to bring the more positive people in my life. My big dream is to work with Jackie Chan. Always on Crosby Noses.
It'll happen.
And I know, you know, it's
I believe it.
That when you're, yeah, I have that charisma to do that. So when you feel down, just think of this. You know, so Shelly Nunchucks is 41 years old, and she knows she's going to work with Jackie Chan, and that's like a big dream. I mean, Jackie's really big. So if I believe in myself, just remember that, and it's going to make you smile. I guarantee it. It will make you giggle on those days. So you're laughing right
well,
now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, guaranteed.
Absolutely. It's funny because, I mean, just on that level, like the other day I've been wanting to go sailing since I moved up to Boston, and just the other day there was a Groupon for sailing lessons. And then I really have been wanting to go to a gun range, and I found another, you know, Groupon-like related link for going to the gun range and getting trained. And so, I mean, when you put that, as I'm saying, you put that energy out there, I absolutely believe that I will see you and Jackie Chan one day.
See?
I do.
You can do it. You can do it, girl. Let me tell you, if I'm this age, you're never too old. Let me tell you, you're probably 20 years younger than me. Believe it. You got so much time ahead of you. If I'm ahead of you, believe me, you're gorgeous, beautiful, and you're smart. Let me tell you, if you set your mind to it, all you got to do is work, and it will come true.
Absolutely. Amen.
So, Crosby's on the sideline, you know, like the goalie and the goal over there, you know. So, Crosby,
yeah,
I'm just, like I said, I'm just chilling out. I'm just letting y'all go at it.
Yeah, I love you to death, Crosby. You're like my brother from another mother or something, you know.
From another mother?
Or whatever, father. Or the great father from above, I should say that.
Hey, there we go. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, in those terms, you know, I mean, I say out a thing of love. I'm as silly as can be, but it's like I'm probably one of the most timeless person. I mean, even the day comes I ever became, you know, this crazy martial artist, believe me, I'm probably one of the harmless people you'll ever know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
anything else you want to say?
No, I mean, everything has really been said. We just invite everyone to come out to our presentation on Wednesday, September 5th at 7 p.m. at the Somerville Theater on Davis Square. And please just come out, support what we're doing. We're learning about our project, meet our cast and crew, and also basically have some free drinks, some free food, and really just learn how you can get involved with our project. Head to our website at surprisethis.com, SURPRISETHIS.com. Log on, see Amber's bio, see my bio, see everyone's bio right on our wall. See how our Instagram works, because we got a lot of great things in store for everyone. So please, ladies and gentlemen, go out, support with.
Well, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear me.
I can hear you. I think Ozzy sounds like he's breaking up to me. I don't know if it's coming through for you guys as well.
Well, here I am. Can you hear me clearly?
Okay.
I was like, I'm pretty sure on the radio can hear it, but on the phone I couldn't, and I'm pretty sure it's all on there. So if you want to, you know, find them on Facebook, Amber Michelle. You know, AMDER. Is it Michelle one L or two L's?
One L. Yeah, you got it exactly. My Facebook page is the same. It's just facebook.com/AMBERMICHELE.
Okay, and you can find also too Crosby Tatum and Surprise, Surprise. And anything else I can add before I let you guys go?
Thank you. Thank you for being on my show.
And
there's actually one thing I wanted to say. I just wanted to give a special shout out, you know, saying to Ronnie Galvao, Cartel, Warren, and the Frat Pack. To you know that JoJo's also a part of. You know, that's a little thing that we got, the Frat Pack. Definitely a great night last night. And and a special shout out to special lady out there. Her name is Mary Moore. You know, saying keep your head up, love. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? You're doing all right. Holla at me. And also to every single person that has supported me, supported Surprise, Surprise, supported this journey I've been on to get this thing off the ground, I thank you very much. And I say God bless each and every one of you for your support. And please continue to support us. Head to our website at surprisethis.com. And please log on and see our new endeavors, what we're doing. And also make sure you come out to our project presentation. It's going to be a night you will not forget.
Alrighty, and, you know, hopefully, you know, one time or another, I'll get back to Boston and we can hang, you know, maybe reminisce about the hem house.
Henhouse, of all things.
Yeah, well, no, I know. I'm just putting it out there. You know, this is all improv, this show. It's not scripted. So I have to pull what's at the top of my head, or I could say about, you know, about anything. You know, the music video feel, which I constantly put on my Facebook page, and I also have it up. I play it on my show all the time, and I could go on and on, but I'll leave it at that because I talk just as much as you, Crosby. So, and once again, both of you, thank you, Amber and Michelle, for being on the show, and you too, Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and anytime, even if you're not on a guest on the show, you're always welcome both to call in.
Absolutely. Thank you. Will do.
Well, thank you, and both of you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was two great talented people and creative masterminds behind the film. Surprise, surprise. And there'll be more upcoming events and such. And thank you once again, Amber and Michelle, for being a guest on the show. I love it. It was really fun. I love people who I can connect with. And just a little bit of a commercial. Well, not a commercial break, but once again, I'd like to play Feel by, it was actually Crosby, Laz, and Cass, which I set the studio. And actually, I was actually in the video. So let me play it. Just get a little bit break here.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cata B, Miss Smith and NV, for the little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studio, ha, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dawn on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fly. But do this now, don't waste no time. Ooh, you just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
and Caps, one of my bros, Crosby Tatum, from Tricepted Studio, who once again is having great things happening with his new film, Surprise, Surprise. And once again, thank you, Amber Michelle and Crosby Tatum, for both being guests on my show. And you're welcome to call in any time. It looks like I already have another guest. Give me one moment here. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hey, Shelly, it's Crosby again. I apologize for going back in like this. But
you love me. You know it. You have to keep calling it because I love you.
I love you, too. I love you back.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you you're welcome anytime, so what's up?
No, there was somebody else I totally forgot to, I left out that, like, you know, saying she's very important and special in my life. If you're listening out there, Sugar Lump, one of our greatest supporters of Surprise Surprise, I just wanted to say thank you very much for your support. I totally forgot to say. We're all getting involved, and, you know, like I said, you have to always treat the support you and care about you the most. You know, you definitely got to show them some love and support. So, Sugar Lump, this one's for you, baby. We thank you very much for supporting Surprise Surprise and plugging us in, and also do what you're doing as well. So, definitely support you out there and everything. Thank you very much, Sugar Lump. And also, to every, like I said, the entire Block Presents cast and crew, from Sen to Natalie to Dan to Tisa and Chris, you know what I'm saying, the crew, definitely big shout outs to you guys. And make sure each and every one of you guys, Surprise Surprise Project Presentation, the Wednesday, December 5th, 2012, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Somerville Theater, Somerville, Mass. Be there to be a part of history. That's all I'm going to say. Period.
Okay. I'm glad you did call back. And if you ever forget anybody else that you want to thank, just make sure you call me back.
I definitely will. But that's pretty much it for right now. Make sure you guys hit up surprises.com. Look out our website. Check us out. And thank you guys for the support. And we will catch up with you guys soon. Take care. Thank you very much, Shelly.
All right. Thank you. And Crosby, enjoy your Sunday.
You too, darling. Good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I got to admit, you know, having people you call your bros, it's very much fun. And, you know, I guess I can say I'm pretty lucky and pretty blessed because of the entertainment business, I have actually made friends that have become part of my family. And Crosby Tatum, he actually is Tatum. Oh, my gosh, I'm so horrible with names. I know I have a Boston accent. Sometimes I talk kind of funky, so forgive me. You know, I talk very funny, so I'm on the air talking. But Crosby, I do consider him a little brother. And once again, you know, no matter where I go, and even the day that I do end up working with my idol Jackie Chan, if it's ever in China, whatever, I'll still look back and still always think that I'm going to be part of Tricepta Studios for life, you know, a family member. And Crosby, I do consider him a little brother of mine. So he'll always be in my heart no matter where I go in this world, you know, and I do believe in him, and I do believe he's one of the people like myself and a few others who have that eye of the tiger who can actually make something of his life, and I totally support everything he does. And to think of, speaking of family members, all the time, I have someone who I'm so thankful for, and I have brought him up on the show a couple times, and his name is Zahora Zakor Deliza. And with this, I'm going to try to read some things here, and I just wanted to say that the man himself, you know, it's kind of amazing how people, they just ask me, how can Zahora be your brother? And you think in this day and age, you know, it wouldn't matter the color of skin. And the thing is, some people just like look because we look different. But, you know, love is stronger than blood. You may be born of a family, but in life you can connect and have a chemistry, and not meaning sexual chemistry, strictly platonic with people in your life, and they can become part of your family. You can pick your family. Because if there's some people that are positive and they help to push you, what Zahora Zakor Deliza is someone that does. Well, you know, I had asked
I'm not going to be all about religion and stuff on my show, but me personally, I had asked God, I said, God, can you send me a big brother who I can look up to? Granted, a couple other, I got a package deal because I got a whole family when I asked God that. And he says, well, you know, you're not just going to have one. You're going to have a whole bunch of people who are going to be part of your life. And Jehora was one of the first people, person who actually is, became my big brother. And it just, you know, it's like a domino effect, first with him and many others. So with Jehora, I mean, he actually came out from Hollywood. He was originally from California. He lives in Maine. He has a school called Unicorn Cove, and people can check it out. You know, if you want to donate to the school itself, you can actually call them. And just to a little bit update some wicked cool news about a film I was in. And he has these films, like I said, I talk funny. So forgive me, I'm going to try to pronounce this as best as I can. I'm trying to bring up some of the information about this film festival. One of the films I played a zombie in Inadi, and that was actually accepted in the Killa Film Festival. Let me bring up the site. It was actually a film by Jehora Zecora Deleuzer. It's in Somerville Theater, 55 Davis Square, Somerville, Mass., November 1st to the 3rd in 2012. One of the films that I was in, Inadi, got accepted into this film festival, and I got to play a zombie. Now, I got to tell you, I give a lot of props to Jehora because the things he puts me through in films. I know if he was listening to this, you know, I know he's a very busy man, but he's not a guest on the show today, but I have to say, working with Jehora, it's an experience, let me just say, because I'm all up for anything. When I'm working on a horror set, I just know. Anything can happen, so just be prepared. When you show up at a Unicovia production set, just be prepared, because like I said, anything can happen. Well, I've played many different types of characters. You know, I don't have to play the pretty girl next door. And let me say, you know, I have so much more respect for people that play zombies. And I mean, I've loved horror films for my whole life. But let me say, you know, George Romero and all those greats out there, all those people that get dressed up in monster costumes and stuff. Let me say, zombies, I so much respect you guys. Anybody that's ever played a zombie with the blood and everything, oh, Jehora, what he did to me on set. I'm telling you, the makeup itself, hours, the latex with the, I don't know how they stuck it to my head, but it's like, you know, covering yourself up, makeup. It can take up to 2.5 hours, 3 hours, even to get, you know, hours of shoot to get those few minutes. And putting that makeup on, what they did to my hair, all the blood, and I go to find out all the stuff that's made with zombie stuff is usually food products. So the blood, I think it went from tasting like chocolate syrup to mint. So I'm like, you know, spitting out blood is minty fresh. So at least I guess being a zombie, you won't have bad breath. So anyway, Inadi, which is a short film about, you know, zombies, got accepted into the Killa Film Festival back in Boston, and once again, with the Killa Film Fest Official Selection 2012, we got a film selected in there called Inadi. You can check it out, and you can go to Killa Film Festival. It says Killa Film Fest on the internet there. It says Somerville Theater, 55 Davis Square, Somerville, Mass., November 1st to the 3rd, 2012. I'll have to check it out. This is actually the first time I pulled it up live on the air. I don't know, maybe I should be better prepared, but I'll have to check it out. I don't know if I can actually make it down there, but it'd be kind of cool to see myself as a zombie on the big screen. I guess, you know, I guess you, once you have, you know, an experience as a zombie, I guess things are just never the same for you in the entertainment business. But there's a couple other things which I like to share. With Jehora, we've been filming this film called Falcare. And I'm one of the leads, one of the primary characters. And it's about four women that come from different time periods. And what I'm so proud of is the character, mine is based on Rosie the Riveter, you know, something like that along those lines. You know, during World War II, the women actually had to go to work and do things. And my character is, you know, very loving and, you know, doesn't want to fight. So I'm kind of feeling blessed about that. It's just something that, you know, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a character I can relate to about with Jackie Chan. So it's kind of something where, you know, I don't want to say too much because you'll have to see the film when it's done. And we have so much to do for that film itself. The training, if we had a chance, I think we'd like want to train for a whole month of training, nothing but train, because we're doing all the before scenes, and what we're doing is for women from different time periods where they started filming my scene, you know, and here I am yesterday going to set yesterday. I'm just so happy, and as silly as it sounds, when I'm happy, I cry. I just did that, and on the way there, I was just so happy, and I just couldn't believe that my dreams were starting to come true. And doing this character, I mean, I even put it on my Facebook site and on, it's actually on one of the horror sites, and I think it's actually on Felcare. When I was going to the set yesterday for doing my scene, I never thought, you know, looking back as a little girl, I looked up to, like, Wonder Woman. I watched the series. I remember watching Wonder Woman in front of the TV when I was little, never thinking when I was little, loving Wonder Woman as, you know, in the future, in the adult, I'm actually playing a Wonder Woman in a film, you know, doing these things. And we've already started getting horseback riding lessons, and, you know, we're going to be having weapons and, you know, doing all these things to train for the fights. And let me say, I saw some of the costumes, the armor, the breastplate, I guess, I don't know if you can call it a breastplate, it's the armor in the top part and the headgear. And it's something where, from what I've seen so far, I mean, it was amazing what they did, you know, for what they had to do. And let me just try to find on Kickstarter. Let's see. I think we do have a couple of fundraisers for Felcare. And if you want to donate money to the film, you know, I guess there actually is, you know, a fundraiser. I'm going to read right off of Felcare site. You know, Felcare fundraiser. Let me see if this is the correct one to pull up. You'll see me. And it's kind of funny because the way Ahura did my picture, I mean, it shows us four. It shows Sonari, Jessica, Teus, and myself. And I'm on the lower bottom right there holding a bow staff. And if you look at it, you're going to understand the picture that when you see it on the site, when you go to fundraiser, you can go there and you look up Ahura DeLisa. And you'll be able to actually go to the site to visit Felcare, www.felcyremovie.com. And you can actually learn about it and how everything are coming together and the people that are involved in the project. And actually, when you look at my picture, you know, you're seeing every, you know, us four women are the primary characters for, and it shows Felcare and a symbol. And we're four women, you know, strong and stuff. And actually, my character has the bow staff, and if you look at it, I mean, my hair is, you know, different. They tried to straighten out, and you know, it's making it look a little bit different. It actually is the pose of a wise woman. So it's like also, you know, growing up and watching like Mr. Miyagi and all those films that I actually watched, you see those the older people that are actually wise in the characters. So I guess that's going to be my transformation in the film. I don't know how Ahura is going to do it and pull it off, but, you know, he's very talented. He's a very smart man. He's a teacher, and he's really good at what he does. So I can't even wait to see how my character evolves and how each and every one of us are women who are going to actually involve ourselves, because it's something where, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to train, to do things, to be able to do all this stuff. It's going to take a lot of work. So I do know, in fact, that training for anything, any type of fights or stunts, it takes, you know, it takes a lot. Not just to learn lines, but to train to do your own fight scenes and stuff. And it's kind of amazing when I sit there and talk, and a lot of people don't give a rat's ass about people who does the stunts and stuff. Not for nothing, that's like kind of one of the rudest things that people do say, that they don't care about people who do the stunts and the fight scenes. They don't care, you know, it's only about the person that's acting. Well, maybe that's because they're, maybe they just don't realize. Like, I've grown up, you know, watching the stunts and the fights. And it's just something that I totally love. And when I know that a person, an actor, is actually doing their own stunts and their fights, I give them more respect. No, I love the stuntmen and stuff, and I know some stuntmen that actually have done their acting and stuff, but if you really think about it, if it wasn't for the stunt people and for the fighters and stuff that did the stuff for the actors, those actors probably wouldn't mean nothing nowadays. I mean, really, if you really think about it, those stunt people of what helped make those actors. And the stunt people and the fighters that, you know, they're stand-ins for these actors, they don't get enough credit. So it's something where when I find out actors are doing their own stunts and their own fights, I tend to watch those films a little bit more. And I'm very proud to be part of a film called Valkyrie. And what we're becoming, I guess, is the correct term is Valkyrie. And it's, you know, we're swept away to this place where we have to train to fight the bad, you know, from taking over the earth. So that's exactly what the film is about. I mean, there's more detail to it and stuff. And as we evolve and get more into it, I might be able to talk about it more. But basically, I'm just acting in it. I'm not promoting it. I don't know anything too much, you know, about the production itself. Like I said, all I'm doing is acting. And I'm trying to bring up, you know, I'm trying to talk, bring up the site itself, you know, about the fundraiser and actually many different things. So let's see if I can bring this up on Fundraiser. This is his profile. So when you go to Fundraiser, it goes back to Horror Z Deliza. And I want to try to find some more information. Okay. With the fundraiser, it says here, we need to raise $35,000 to complete Valkyrie. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Uhura know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit. He has, and now he needs your help. We're asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave $150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Valkyrie. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money. We have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although that would be graciously accepted. But to fulfill the vision of Valkyrie, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you'd be generous. So, once again, if they're asking, you know, if there's any companies out there, anybody that's hearing me, my name is Shelley Nunchuk. I'm not a promoter. I'm an actress in this film. I've been an underdog my whole life. If you'd like to give, you know, you can contact there or Unicorn Cole in Westbrook, Maine, on Main Street. You can call there. I think if you have a PayPal account, I mean, once again, companies, you know, if you're out there and you'd be willing to sponsor the project, they'll find a way to feature you, your product, or, you know, your name and sound here. But because of the way the type of film, it has to be an artistic way so that it'll fit within the grand scheme of the movie. And to remember that Uhura is doing everything, you know, even the actresses, all of us that are in the film, we're doing our own stunts and our own fights. When you see us hit the ground in the film, if we hit the ground, we're not doing our masks, we're actually hitting the ground. When we're fighting, we're actually fighting each other. We're not missing each other. We're doing real fights in the film. And that's what I want to get into the film. And Z's had much training in many different martial arts. He knows. He's someone like myself, and this is why I say Uhura is a core Deliza. He's my big brother, is because he believes in me. Uhura was one of the first people in this world that when I told him I wanted to work with Jackie Chan, he was like, you can do it. And many things, I trained a year in Tai Chi with Z at his school, right under, there's a big tree at the school in Unicorn Cove. I trained for a whole year, 2 days a week, before work, right in that big tree outside. And it was really, really beautiful. And it's something that I want to share with the world. And I really wish, once I get back
when you look at a Horus, a lot of people, I mean, now he has a tattoo on his face, but it does represent things, you know, with him. He's got, you know, people look at him, he has long blonde braids, and, you know, he does stand out, and he's like a big brick wall. The thing is that people will look at a Horus, and they actually, I think they just think of, like, maybe big black eye, which kind of, which, you know, for me personally, I'm colorblind. And I see it, and personally knowing a Horus, having, you know, he's my big brother, I worked on sets with him. You know, be at his house, at his school, taking his class, you know, with Tai Chi. Horus is a beautiful man, a beautiful human being. When you go to a school, there's so much positivity in his school. Even the animals, I mean, you walk in, when you walk into Unicorn Cove, you go into this little shop, you know, this little tiny shop. It's really kind of cute. It shows, like, the little teas and stuff, you know, anything that heals you, they have some tea. And sitting on a perch, big blue bird, Scooby-Doo. He's huge. He's a hyacinth macaw. He's one of the, you know, one of the rare things that, you know, is so beautiful. And I sat with Scooby, and he's just this big, gorgeous, blue-feathered bird. And he's just actually one of my favorite birds in the whole world. And I swear to God, this is the bird Scooby-Doo. When I'm alone with him and I'm singing the song, the Scooby-Doo theme song, he's dancing and stuff like that. But when he's, you know, someone comes around, he'll stop and he'll be like, I ain't dancing. I mean, Scooby-Doo's just this gorgeous blue bird. And just going there, there's a ferret called Choi, and he's this little sable ferret. He's so adorable, and I love playing with him. Even Ling, who's a chow, she's so adorable, and I like sometimes running around with her. And even Steel, who's, you know, he's wolf, and he's my friend. And a lot of people, they, like, want to get rid of wolves. And, I mean, I can totally understand about livestock and protecting that, but to totally eradicate something to make it extinct is wrong. And I just don't understand why there isn't a reservation where you could just keep some wolves, you know, instead of eradicating them. And, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, as human beings, we're going to actually make them extinct. You know, I just can't. I mean, maybe I'm naive to think that in a world where maybe we can make a difference. Now, I know I'm just on this radio show, and I don't know who's listening. I mean, people usually listen to the show afterwards. But I love many different type of animals, and I really do hope I can eradicate the eradicate the gas chambers in the animal shelters to just totally get rid of them. And there's a lot of states now that have gotten rid of the gas chambers. And as you can see, everything that I'm talking about, one thing leads into the other, is because everything does come back to Horus, who was actually my big brother. Because of him, I wouldn't be doing all this. All my dreams, everything is coming to me now. I mean, years ago, and when I was living a very miserable existence of my life back in Boston, I was so unhappy. Now, today, with my existence today, I've never been so happy in my whole entire life because I'm finally getting to do everything I've wanted to do. And because of Laura and a couple other people like, you know, Jay Giannone, who's out there, who's worked with, helped to work with Leonardo DiCaprio, and just doing Jason, a film was just out in the theaters. He played in a detective in Safe, and he's doing many other things. I give props to Jay Giannone, who's done quite other things, who believes in me, too. And a couple other people, Jodie Purdy, a big casting person, who's worked on many Hollywood sets, and I thank her, too, because she believes in me. And many other people, you know, that have believed in me for so many years, I do thank them. And once again, you know, if people want to call in, it's okay if you don't call in. I mean, if you want to listen to the show afterwards, everybody has very busy lives. It's 877-907-7217. And I've been looking at the archives of people listening to my shows, and afterwards, you know, looking at it, I try to listen to the shows myself, but I guess every time I listen to it, it's only counted as once. So when I look back in the archives of my show, I've had one show where almost over 500 people listen to one of my shows, and it's anywhere. I mean, my show's broadcasted anywhere internationally around the world, and I've had someone from England call in, someone from Montana, and a couple of people back in Boston. So it's really something where I'm really excited that I'm able to have this. I've only had the show for a couple of weeks, so for a beginner, you know, learning as I go, running this just given the show and learning how to do everything myself, I feel lucky and blessed to be able to do this. So they asked, you know, God, can I have a bigger voice? And here I am talking on a radio show and anybody can listen. So I feel very lucky about it. And, yes, on my show, what eventually everything does come back to Jackie Chan. I know in my heart I will do my dream, and that is to work with Jackie Chan. I've been working every day for 7 years. You know, not just a regular full-time job to keep a roof over my head. You know, I pay for my own food. I'm not sitting, you know, on welfare or anything like that. I don't use men. Yeah, granted, there is someone special in my heart. So I'm like, I'm very happy that I can sit and have great conversation with someone, you know, who's my tiger, and I really do appreciate him. But, you know, as a woman myself, you know, just having the opportunity to be able to do everything. And there were people that told me that I'd never be able to do things. And it doesn't matter if they make fun of me or whatever it is, because I'm sitting here doing everything they said I'd never be able to do. And when they say about, you know, people talking about revenge, there's no need for revenge, because when you become successful in your own way, you're doing everything you wanted to do and living your life the way you want. You're happy, you know, you're feeling contentment. That's the best success that there could be. Because if you really think about it, when you get to do everything you want to do in your life and you've been working for it, you actually get the last laugh, but it isn't one time. You get the last laugh every single second of your life, and you smile. And believe me, when people see me walking down the street, I walk with this bounce because I'm happy all the time. People say, why do you bounce when you walk? It's because I'm happy. It's something that in my bounce in my step, ever since I was little, I had this bounce. And I had lost it for so long, long time ago. And, you know, being able to do what I'm doing once again and having that goal of to get to work with my idol, with someone who I seem to keep relating to more and more, is Jackie Chan. Now, if anybody doesn't agree with me, it's fine. It's their opinion, whatever. But you can't change your mind. People can say things to me or whatever. But I'll work with Jackie Chan. No one can ever take that away from me because I have it in my heart. But now, over the past year, people have been supporting me more and more. I've had a couple of fans, and I've sent those people that asked for pictures from me, and I've signed them. I sent them out. One person in New York actually Urza Beer and his wife, Donna, they actually are a fan of mine on Facebook. And my friend in India, it's, you know, it's Leek Bajaj, it's LKBAJAJ, it's something like that. He's a big fan of mine on Facebook. Hopefully you'll get that picture soon. Thank you very much. People have been asking me for pictures and autographs, so I'm sending them out. I'm, you know, I'm doing as I go in. There's people I've looked up to my whole life, but people are starting to look up to me, and that's a strange concept. And it seems like such a strange concept that I'm getting to do everything I want. It's because I've gone up off my butt. I don't sit around eating Twinkies and all this stuff. I mean, granted, I have a sweet tooth, but I'm doing things that I'm doing. I, you know, what the thing is there's people in this world that are going to be forever unhappy. And you just have to stay with the most away from the most unhappy people in the world that are going to bring you down. You don't want to be around those people. And they'll be so unhappy for the rest of their lives that no matter what you do and you become successful, they'll be unhappy. So you just stay away from them and keep them away. Even if you have to move away so far away, you can do it. I mean, I did. I mean, I'm so thankful once again to Ahura because he's helped me to become the best human being I could be. And you do grow up. You, too, take responsibilities for your action. You become an adult. And no matter what in your life, you can do your dream. It is not impossible. And I always say that I'm 41 years old. And I know I work with Jackie Chan. I don't care what anybody thinks or what anybody says. It will come true. Because in my heart, I know I'm right. And I just know from watching Jackie Chan's films, not everybody knows about martial arts. I mean, he has many different characters. And another thing out there, no matter what anybody says, I don't care if they're big-time actors or filmmakers or whatever, you cannot tell Jackie Chan no. Jackie Chan is his own man. He has his own production company. I mean, what happens if Jackie Chan really likes me and he says, Shirley, come work with me? You're going to think I'm going to say no to Jackie Chan if Jackie Chan ever personally invited me to work on his film set? I mean, seriously. I mean, who is anybody to think what Jackie Chan thinks? You know, you can't, I mean, Jackie Chan is his own, like, universe, his own world, his own company. So whatever Jackie Chan says goes. You can't tell Jackie. I mean, geez, Jackie Chan is blacklisted on insurance companies from film. So you think that's about Jackie Chan? Jackie Chan does what Jackie Chan wants to do, but he does it in a good way. And he does so much for this world. Jackie Chan gives, and every time you turn around and there's a disaster in the world, Jackie Chan is there. He's helped schools. He does a dollar foundation. And he has so many things that he's given back. And Jackie doesn't have to do this. Jackie's very rich and has all this money, yet he gives, and he gives and gives and gives. And I just feel blessed my whole life. I have a role model to look up to. The only thing is, you know, I had to keep it quiet because how society is and stuff and how I've been treated, I mean, up until, like, maybe within the last, 7 years or so, you know, becoming who I really am supposed to be, my own person. You know, I'm very creative, I'm very original, I come up with the ideas to do things for myself, to become who I am. I hid the fact, yes, for the very longest time, I hid the fact that I like Jackie Chan. Now, I know when people are going to listen to this, I know people are going to listen to the show afterwards, after it's live, they're going to be like, what? Because I was ashamed when I was younger as a kid because Jackie is Asian, he's Chinese. And nothing to do with my father or anything like that. It's just, you know, something where in society, anything that's different growing up, you know, anything that's strange, you're just going to not talk about it. You know, and it sounds crazy. I mean, nowadays it's a lot different. I mean, this was in the 70s and the 80s. But now I'm not afraid to say I love Jackie Chan. I love his work. I love him as a human being. And I think coming together, and even though Jackie's work with many different people from many, many different countries, I still think it would be truly beautiful because Jackie is from China. He's a wonderful human being. And to work with him, you know, as an American, I mean, even in this day and age, in anybody that's of a different culture and stuff, it's still, I mean, I just see it. I'm not blind. I see in films how other cultures are still treated. They're still treated as second best. And once again, here is another stupid example. And it's about whitewashing. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the actors. You know, the actors, they get picked to do an audition and stuff like that. They're going to do it. It has nothing to do with the little boy. And once again, it comes back. I think I mentioned this about Airbender. Yes, Airbender was whitewashed. And there's people that, if you're not Asian or Asian American, you are going to totally disagree with me. Yet anybody that I talk to is of Asian descent, they will totally agree with me 100%. So for once, why don't you step in someone's shoes and see how it feels? Going back to the series called Airbender. The people that created the series, they were white, but it was a wonderful cartoon. In training in martial arts, they had the movements down. And when I was watching the series, like, wow, this is really great because, you know, they're representing the culture. The Eskimo culture, the Asian culture. I mean, there's so many different cultures involved in that. Yet, what these people did and the people, the creators of Airbender, they even regretted of signing their creative control and who actually bought the cast for Airbender. It ruins the film. Now, you know, and once again, it has nothing to do with the little white boy who starred as Airbender. He had nothing to do with it. The people that were casting Airbender, let me just say, you people ruined the film, whatever the production stuff, because I saw the kid, his name was Paris, I forget his name, but I saw his audition tape for Airbender of that little kid, and he was better than the little white kid, and he really looked the part. Now, people were saying in Airbender, it didn't matter. Well, you know something? When you go on YouTube, see in the comments of kids walking out of the theater saying, where is the Asian kid? and why isn't, you know, why isn't nobody saying Aang's name correctly? It was like, oh, you can't say the main character's name correctly. Why are you casted in the film? How hot, Aang? How hot is that? Even about me with the Bostonian accent can say the kid's name correctly. And yet, the way they casted it, it seems like they just totally whitewashed it. And I will not watch the film Airbend. I totally boycotted. I'd rather stick my something in my eyes, like a spoon, and dig on my eyes and see the film Airbend. M. Night Shyamalan, you sold out. What is wrong with you, man? M. Night Shyamalan, you should be ashamed. I mean, seriously, when you're casting something like that and you have little kids upset, I mean, come on. Thanks for ruining Airbender. Thank you very, very much. And maybe when they do another Airbender, if they happen to do it, can you cast it correctly? I mean, or they take off, you know, Korra. I think they might be doing a take of that. Can you just cast people? I mean, you can't say anybody that's, you know, the right cultures, the characters. Can you do it correctly? I mean, I do appreciate that when you do cast correctly. So anyway, to get back to dreams and such, and, you know, I just believe that you can actually do a dream. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You just got to work on it. And you just network. You find the people. If you don't know what you're doing, all you do is just go to film festivals. Now, the thing is, when I started getting into the acting business, you know, people didn't understand me. And when I went for auditions, they kept wanting to give me, you know, these roles that would make me take my clothes off, do these things that I didn't want to do. So I kept turning everything down. And people were going, you're not a big name. You decided, how can you turn those roles down? Because I know what I want. So going out for the past 7 years, talking with people, I mean, anybody knows me. You bring up Shelley Nunchuk. I mean, Google my name off the internet. Shelley Nunchuk is going to come up all over the place. You know, it's something that, like I said, I've been networking for so many years. And I've done work, but the thing is, and a lot of people tell you in the indie film, when you do work, you know, you start doing the films and doing the work, you could do so many things, but all of a sudden, people disappear. You never get your DVD so you can make a demo reel. So the work that I've done, I don't even put on a resume, because if I don't get the DVD to show stuff that I've done, it doesn't count. How can you put something on where there's no pictures of you on set, there's no nothing? You can put it on a resume, but how can you look it up when there's no, it's shelved? So maybe in another way, all that work I've done was for nothing. So I had to keep going and keep finding the people that will help me. And that's exactly what you got to do. You just go, if there's any film festivals in your town, go to them, network, check out films. That's basically all you have to do. And the people, you got to feel for people, because there's people that I won't work with in the industry business. I don't care in the entertainment business that I just will not work with. And I don't care, you know, who they are, who, you know, if they, you know, big stars and stuff like that. It's just something that I don't feel I would have good chemistry on set with. And people will be like, well, you know, you're limiting yourself. And I'm like, how can I limit myself when I just don't feel like doing it? If it's not something I feel like I don't want to do, I'm not going to do it. Now, I know people do anything and everything in the entertainment business. I mean, good for them. Good for them. You know, people want to take their clothes off. Good for them. You know, they want to, women want to scream, like, you know, run around having their jugs, juggling all over the place. Good for them. Let them do what they want. But that's not what I want to do. Now, I mean, the more I get to do things, I mean, who knows, maybe I want to fly a plane in a film or whatever. I would love to learn how to fly a plane. I mean, other things too. Yes, I know I'm getting older, and I'm trying to find things that can fit me. Now, granted, I know people have been in the business a lot longer than me, and I do respect that. I mean, you know, the greats like George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, but why not make films, you know, in my own way? And the filmmakers out there, I mean, the people that I've looked up to for so many years, you guys are the ones that's giving me inspiration. The ones that I talk to, if you're listening to my show and I've talked to you on the internet, the stuntmen, the martial artists from different countries, you know, you guys know who you are. Well, you took the time and you've talked to me. I want to say thank you, because here I am, you know, and on those times when you did get in contact with me, whatever it may be, you know, on the internet and such like that. You talking with me. I mean, here I am doing stuff where you guys have been doing things for many, many years. So I just want to say thank you so much. You've inspired me so much. I mean, grace. I mean, it's just like going on, and hopefully maybe those people that I looked up to will be on my show. I mean, I don't know if people will be on my show. Like I said, I've only had this show for a couple weeks. But once again, look in the archive of people actually listening to my show. I wish I could post it, but there's no way I can post it. But one of, like, the couple of my shows, people have listened to it. About over 500 people listened to one of my shows. And, you know, showing that each of the shows is almost to 500 listens from different people. So I guess I kind of am lucky that I do attract, you know, positive people and getting attention. I'm good at doing that. Now, the thing is, I guess when people watch me and working hard, I think people are going to want to see what I've got to bring. So I'm going to have to just keep stepping up my game and working really hard. And once again, I am lucky and I'm blessed, because I know not a lot of people are going to have these opportunities like I am, and I'm very thankful about it. And let's see, I want to do a little bit of a break here. I want to find some little funky thing, my little brother, Ahura Z. But let's see, this is called Get Up Off Your Seat. That was one song by Ahura Z, and let's see, there's another, a couple of the songs I like to play during the show. This one's by PC's Project, and it's called Athenis, and it's actually a very happy, positive song, so I'm going to play it, and it is my brother, Ahura Z DeLisa. He's the man behind South Tier, so I want to play this, and it is one of those positive messages, so this is also his wife, Snari. okay. That was the thinnest song Pisces Projects. Oh boy, I have such trouble pronouncing words and long words stuff. But that was by Horace Acores, Eliza, and his wife Sonari. They sing very well together. And actually, there is a song in the queue that I'd like to play. It's called Battle Song. It's an opera. And this is the type of music, if you want to feel the music for type of film of Valkyr that we're doing, this is the type of feel you're going to get. You're going to feel it's a battle song. Now, I don't know if this song is actually in Valkyr. Like I said, I only asked in the film where you're going to feel it. You know, it says battle song. You know, just that epic battle feel to Valkyr. Now, once again, I don't know if this song is in the film, but you're going to hear it and you'll understand. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Battle Song, and that's by Horace Acores, Eliza, and his wife, Sonari. It was an opera. It's called Pisces Project. Now, when you hear that song, and I'll play it once again if you don't understand, but the song is an epic song. And this is what the feel to Valkyr is. It's epic. It's about women that were from different time periods where we're going to show that we're strong. The master man behind the film Falcon is a Hora Zippor Deliza. Now, if you get the feel from the song, you know, like I said, it's epic. And that's why, that's what, when you know, you can contribute to the fundraiser. But Falcon, you can go to Facebook, look up Falcon, F like in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can donate to the film. And once again, I'm going to read directly from the fundraiser itself. I'm going to look up, give me one moment, once again. Let me, maybe I can actually go to the site. I'm actually going to the falcaremovie.com site. And once again, on the site, it says, please contribute to Falcare. We're working to raise $35,000 to complete our feature-length, yes, people, it's a feature-length fantasy movie, Falcare. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We're gonna spiral dream go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura know that he has the ability to take a little and to stretch it to its limit, and he has, but now he needs your help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave $150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falcare. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although we would graciously accept it, but to fulfill the vision of Falcare, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. You can go to the site. You can go to the fundraiser or go to the website, www.falcaremovie.com. So it's www.f as in Frank, A as in Apple, L, the YYRMOVIE.com, and you can donate money to the film. And once again, if you have heard that song, the epic song, the battle song, you will know what type of film it is. Valkyrie is a battle. It's epic. It shows good versus evil. And for me, to be part of this film, being an underdog, to be in this film, it means so much to me. As a little girl, once again, sitting watching Wonder Woman, never in my life, never would I have dreamed as an adult that I would one day be playing in a film of Wonder Woman, a superhero. So, yes, even underdogs, when working very hard, and like I said, I've been working hard every single day for 7 years, I know I can give my all to this film, and I'm going to do it, because working with Ahura, to me, is just as important as working with Jackie Chan. Now, once again, with what I've told you, what I've read, I want to play that battle song. Listen to it. You'll feel it. You'll feel that epic portion in the song, what they give from their heart, their vocal cords in the song, in battle song. Once again, listen to it, and you'll understand what Falcare is about. You can feel the music. So if you can feel the music in a film, you can imagine what Falcare is going to bring to the screen. So here it is, once again, battle song.
Rush to my aid.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Battle Song, and that's by Pisces Project, with a Horus Accord, Deliza and Sonari, and husband and wife, and Z runs a school in West Profane on Main Street, and if you want, you can call him Z, because a Horus Accord, Deliza is a mouthful, but it's a wonderful name, and a lot of people do call him Z, but if, once again, you hear that song, you'll know and have a feel for Falkyr. It's one of those epic films. It is an independent film, but I must say, I believe in a Horus Accord Deliza. I will support him. I'm proud and honored to call this man my big brother, because just like Jackie Chan has big brothers. Sammo Hung and Yuen Bao, he himself has big brothers, and myself, I have brothers. So to me, a horror is like Jackie with Sammo and Yuen, and horror is like my brother. So working with him, it is indeed an honor. And I am so proud of what Mama said. And working with him yesterday, you can even go, and there's different Facebook sites, they have a picture from the set. It shows my back, and it's kind of funny. It says, and here's to the backstory of one of the primary characters, Shelley Nunchuk, and it shows my back, and it's supposed to be me working on a set, working, and the character working, and I'm just quite honored to be working with a horror, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Anyway, wow, I can talk for a long period of time, so it looks like this show's coming to an end, and once again, I am going to bring up the song The Fighter by one of my nephews, and it's Cardiac and his brother, Sacrifice. The song The Fighter is going to be in my film, The Dishwasher. The song is dedicated to a young woman who was passed away from cancer, and she was touched and loved by so many people. The song The Fighter, I mean, basically, the video itself was about, you know, a fighter himself, and I just wanted to say, I think the song was, they tried to make it for the film, The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg, and maybe people didn't think the song was good enough. But the song, The Fighter, with Sacrifice and Cardiac, is going into my film, The Dishwasher. And believe me, my film is dedicated to Jackie Chan to thank him. And I will get my film, once it's done and filmed, to Jackie Chan, because I am a fighter, I am an underdog, and I am a Wonder Woman. Anyway, anybody that has a dream out there, just remember, you can do it. Because if I have a big dream of working with Jackie Chan, and I am 41, I've been working on it every single day for 7 years. Just to remember, if I have that big dream and I know it will come true, you can do it too. Well, it was fun. It was real. You know, you can do it. You can make impossibilities reality. I believe in you. So just you remember that. Anyway, everyone, have a good Sunday afternoon.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. Make it global, put my name in the books. I'm a blue.
cause I'm a warrior kid, I say. I ain't gonna stop, no.